now until the red line, which is the reality of the situation up until a few years ago. So who's to blame, or what's to blame for this long recovery? This is about 15 to 20 years of poor recovery. So again, seals always comes up in Newfoundland. This is a hot button issue in Newfoundland. There they can do something about it. fishing also comes up all the time. There's no directed fishery for cod in Newfoundland at the moratorium, but there's still questions of bycatch. And then other factors, and this is where I'm going to focus sort of the last half of my talk, particularly with respect to forage fish, the importance of forage fish. So fast forward from that previous slide, after the moratorium, or during the moratorium, we're starting to see a bit of a recovery over the last few years. So on the larger scale, it doesn't look like much, but if you go to the right-hand panel and you expand the scale, that's actually an order of magnitude increase in biomass in the offshore stock, going up to almost 100, or over 100,000 metric tons. So quite significant. So the question is, what could produce both aspects of this pattern? What could produce the long lag in recovery, but also the recent surge in the biomass? Here's a time series of harp seal abundance in Newfoundland over the last 60 years. And you can see a huge buildup of seals in the offshore region. We're going up to, depending on the model you use, 7 or 8 million seals in the population. So this is a very large population of seals. So this is sort of taking place against the backdrop of the cod situation. Just for comparison, and I don't know if I got these numbers right, but gray seals for the Canadian portion of the population are nowhere near what the harp seals are. So it's a much smaller population compared to harp seals. So if we look at going way back, so George Rose in 2004 published some time series of cod biomass going back 500 years based on some carrying capacity numbers. And then also we get from TFO some model predictions of seals going back 300 years. And what we can see is that for up until about the 1800s, seals and cod coexisted at very high levels. So the cod biomass, over 6 million metric tons, and seals up there around 13 million, that's at the high end, around 9 or 10 million on average from all these different model runs. The dip there that you see in the cod, that was a cold period during the 1800s. And then at the very end, you see the collapse mostly related to the fishery. First of all, the foreign fishery, and then the domestic fishery, as well as other environmental factors. But what's interesting is that when you take this all together, we have what looks like a recovery taking place in the offshore against the backdrop of this almost near historical seal population. So there's something interesting going on there. Seals certainly consume cod and other ground fish. They also feed heavily on other forage species and crustaceans. But we have seen that cod have coexisted with seals in the past. And so it's interesting just to speculate that seals may slow the recovery of cod, but don't necessarily preclude the recovery of cod. So there's potentially an interaction going on there, but it's not like it's a nail in the coffin for the cod population, at least in Newfoundland. Okay, getting on to forage fish. There's this general feeling in the literature among scientists and also among the general public that cod will eat anything that they can get their mouths on. And so it shouldn't matter what happens to their prey base. As long as there's some prey out there, they ought to do well because they're generalists. They're opportunists. They should be able to fill their bellies with pretty much anything. Okay, so prior to the recent recovery taking place in Newfoundland, it was predicted that recovery would only take place if forage fish came back. And so here's a paper in ICES Journal of Marine Science, George Rose again, basically stating that capelin are good for cod. Can the northern stock rebuild without one? And he based some of his arguments on various factors.